This week, communities across California marked Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, with altars and processions honoring loved ones we've lost. In some of those ceremonies, you may have seen an Aztec dance or Danza Azteca group performing as an offering to the spirits and as a celebration of their lives. Reporter Sebastian Mignot-Buccelli has spent some time with Aztec dancers in San Francisco and tells us how they show up for their community, not just for Day of the Dead, but all year round.
You can hear drums from blocks away. But you have to get closer to see the many different dance troupes, each in their own matching indigenous regalia. Today is the coming of age ceremony for a group of five Latinx teenagers. They have colorful feathers on their wrists and crowns made out of corn husks on their heads. They're all wearing white knee-length dresses and standing in the middle of encircling Aztec dancers. It's one of many cultural milestones each year hosted not by a family or church, but by an Aztec dance troupe. And there are five known Aztec dance troupes in San Francisco. Especially in the city's Mission District, these groups play a huge role in community members' lives. And for some Mexican Americans, Aztec dancing helps them feel connected to their indigenous roots. Chabela Sanchez has been dancing in events like this for 30 years.
You were born in these traditions, and this is what's going to surround you till the day you die. You will be surrounded by the ancestors and prayer in this way. So we're going to bless you with this ceremony.
For the dancers themselves, fulfilling this role is a big commitment. Sometimes they get called at a moment's notice to support families going through other life events, like when someone's born or someone dies. Luis Gutierrez directs Danza Azteca Kiyoshauki. He says heartbroken families request his group's spiritual services when they're going through pain.
Well, last night, somebody texted me that one of the kids that grew up here on the street died. So they wanted to do a ritual for them, you know, burn some sage, some copal.
For a ceremony, dancers typically have to work about 30 hours with breaks for prayer and food. There's even one annual event in December, a Catholic tribute to the Virgin Mary, where Louis and his dance mates dance the entire day.
And we're dancing till 1 in the morning, after we've danced from 10 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon.
Like other dancers, Louis shows up for these events and makes time to practice at least once per week, even though he has a full-time paid job. Louis runs the popular Mission bakery, La Reina. Dancers like Louis and Chabela perform all these late-night celebrations in their free time. Showing up for the community is an unpaid job.
But we're not the same style. But when we're in ceremony, we're one. We dance together as one.
The dancers in Chabela's group, Danza Azteca Cefali, might seem like equals in performance. But Aztec dance groups themselves are organized in strict hierarchies. And here's how it goes. Each dance group has a sergeant. That sergeant reports to a regional captain. And the captains, they report to the highest ranking position in Aztec dance, an Aztec dance general. And that person is usually someone living in Mexico. Chavela's husband, Roberto, also a longtime Aztec dancer, says that the strict militaristic order of command helps everyone dance in unison.
Danza represents the cosmos, and the cosmos is not chaos. The cosmos has an order.
These Aztec dance higher-ups, those generals in Mexico, they're the ones who set the rules and tone on how dancing should be performed and which events dance troops are allowed to participate in. And for a long time, Roberta says elders have shied away from participating in political events or protests.
They don't want to align themselves with politicos, he said, because somebody could be cool one day and the next day not cool. So you can't be associating it with people who are wishy-washy, you know. So it's sort of like the spiritual mission is more important than any political mission.
Another big reason why many Mexican dancers have avoided protests is because historical violence has been etched into their memory.
Over there, they have memories, of, once again, of people being killed. You risk your life standing up against the government.
Roberto remembers the Tlatelolco local massacre in the days before the 1968 Summer Olympics in Mexico. Eyewitnesses say government forces opened fire on student protesters, killing hundreds. The tragedy and its aftermath solidified for many Mexicans that protesting the government could cost you your life. On top of that, there's been violence against indigenous people, including dancers, since colonization.
During early years of bringing the danza out to the public, people would get attacked and jailed and killed for practicing these traditions.
But Chavela says in the U.S., many dancers see performing as an inherently political act because they are reclaiming their indigenous cultural identity. And even at overtly political events, many local Aztec dancers don't have the same fear of repercussions for participating.
For the most part, I think a lot of the groups do participate in community social justice events.
Like the Indigenous Peoples Day Sunrise Gathering, or May Day. Luis Gutierrez is always keeping an eye out for the next generation of dancers to carry on this tradition. He knows it may take a while for the younger dancers to fully understand how vital they are to the community. But Chabela Sanchez says, when you see a Danza Azteca performance and you feel that pull to the dance and your attention goes to the dancers, that's your heart being conquered. You want to be a part of it. She says, we'll dance united. We'll dance together. For the California Report, I'm Sebastian Nino Buccelli.
And just a note that a version of Sebastian's story first aired on KALW.